Recording now because this is funny. Yeah, I heard you out there,
Kyle, listening to my books.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there in my room getting ready to go, and I'm like hearing this these voices. I'm like, it's not anyone I live with. What the hell is that sound? Look up, I see your car. He's like, oh, he's just listening to a podcast or books or something. So this is Shit Sock. Hello. That was a meta moment because it was talking about listening to other podcasts. The Moida. It was a Moida moment. It was a Martin moment. And this is Set Sock. And this is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle O'Hagan.
Of the Clan O'Hagan.
Yeah, of the Clan O'Hagan in this county of Ireland, O'Hagan.
That's...
Oh, there's a thing. Ker-chink.
Oh, I forgot to do it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. Oh, this one foams up real bad.
But what's great.
What's great is... There's no sugar in it.
Foaming.
There's no sweetener in it, so it doesn't get sticky. It's just...
Yay.
You don't even notice it. I've had this before, and I'm like, oh, man. I got it all over the steering wheel. Man. So it got in my mouth. and then I go back later to clean it. I'm like, where's the sticky spot? There isn't any. It's just some B vitamin hanging out. So it might discolor something, I guess. But
yeah, the B vitamins, they have a tendency to just fucking be good guys.
They tend to be vitamins.
And that's it for Sit Sock today.
That's
everyone.
It for today, everybody. Goodbye. No. We took a hiatus that you won't know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't tell them about our secrets.
Maybe I didn't know there was an interruption in the flow.
The flow?
The spice.
I didn't start
flows.
Recording that, right?
Yeah, I did.
See? Right?
Yeah.
You hear this? It's not too bad. That's going to be bad. It's in its little sound absorber pocket.
And boop. Okay.
And put my thing on.
So, I have no idea. I'm probably going to do, like, an old traditional Sit Sock today, because I have no idea what we should talk about.
Do we still have that to the list?
We do. To the list!
To the list. To the walls. Wait.
To the butt
to the
stuff.
Keep list. To the phones. To the sweat drips.
Down my phone.
Nose?
Your phone. On your phone.
Nose.
From the tip of my penis to your phone.
That's weird that why do we go? It's always dick stuff, man.
Trolling and its many uses. Time and its many uses. Philosophy is your shotgun. Space politics versus U.S. politics. That might be relevant since Trump just won, but I'm not following it.
It's not relevant to them.
To space politics?
No, because this is still a month. Remember, Trump didn't just win.
Oh, no, that means that Trump just won the presidency.
That's not that far out.
Well, didn't you have a whole thing about space politics you wanted to talk about?
I'm trying to remember right
our
now.
Our list is a very short.
Space politics. Maybe is totally canceled.
Let's just do like a quick roundup of these, and then we can start doing more. We could do it like a short topic roundup.
Yeah, let's do that for like a 5 minute bang bang bang.
Yeah. The 5 minute bang bang bangs.
Yeah.
Then we'll do 5 minute bang, bang bang bangs episodes.
I certainly didn't steal that from another podcast I was just listening
to. And I didn't steal short topic roundup from another podcast. Shut up.
We are plagiarists. It's what you do.
Do, 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 do.
Okay.
There's a plagiarism song for all you fans out there.
I think we need to have more random songs.
I think the plagiarism song should have been a song that someone already wrote, though. Like,
then it would know. Be why part. Do you know it wasn't?
Shit. That was me sitting there wide-faced, everybody.
That was,
just
was
in case
his
you
face,
couldn't hear.
His face was wide.
All right, the first thing is...
his maw agape.
I would never gape people. That's not okay. Look at what they're wearing, though. Personality tests are bollocks.
Personality tests
we
are bollocks.
We kind of touched on this a little bit a long time ago, but...
Years, centuries, and eons.
Yeah, before the podcast even started.
Yeah, which might as well bring it back. This is particularly the Myers-Briggs.
Yeah.
Is the biggest crock of shit. And I would suggest that it's actually fundamentally flawed in its very basic assumptions that... not only can you stick people into 16 categories, which is easy because 16 is such a big number,
yeah,
that everyone's going to fall into one of those categories, and you'll find characteristics. You'll find them, whether they're there or not. You'll go out and get them, right?
The other part is, this is always
that's
the thing.
It works.
This is always the thing I had about like IQ tests. I was like, man, why do I have to pay for this shit? And then I started taking the free online ones, and I was like, man, I realize why I have to pay for this shit now. Like, if you want to take, like, the official ones,
yeah,
they actually do all this stuff. Because they do more than just, like, have you answer a series of questions when they actually have you take these tests legitimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have just taken the questionnaire part and put it on the internet, and it's like, oh, there we go. Omar Brooks, the GPND.
Yeah. And that...
Go pound yourself.
That is part of it. Now, that's actually definitely part of it. I would say that, in that sense, they are very rarely executed properly.
Yeah.
In that, I've known people who've gone through those tests in workplace situations, and they don't get much deeper.
Like the Myers-Briggs, like official Myers-Briggs test.
Well,
I guess what I'm really saying is that
there might
there's
be
a
official.
Time and a place for having that test, and like, for if you're going to utilize it, you've accepted certain things about it.
Yeah.
But don't like.
Don't half-ass it.
Don't half-ass it. Yeah.
Yeah. If use your whole ass.
Yeah.
ZipSock tells you, everybody.
Don't just
use your asshole. Whole ass.
And you know, do stuff. Use both cheeks, and maybe even the whole a little bit.
I said use the whole asshole. But no, they, I think you're right, it's like that super shallow read, but that seems to be the, like, typical one. That seems to be the canonical use of it, is a very shallow read.
Yeah, and people put a lot of merit into them, and put them on their dating profiles, and quote them verbatim, like they've gone through the real thing.
Well, it's an interesting thing, because people like to be categorized, but they don't like to be categorized. And he had another duality of humanity, right?
Was it that Ricky just wrote where he's like, novelty? Like, you're only like us if you wear what we wear. And you're like, wait.
Yeah, that's the nonconformist joke from South Park.
Yeah.
You can be a nonconformist, but you have to talk like we talk, dress like we dress, do all the same stuff we do.
Or else you're not officially a nonconformist.
Yeah, right? Which is, I think, really like a take on an old Monty Python joke, to be honest, but that...
Yeah. I mean, it's that idea.
Yeah,
that idea's been around for a long time.
It's another, I mean, it's a paramount. It's a, what do you call it?
Parable?
Sure, that's good too. I like that more.
Book?
It's an old, old school concept. And it's true. I mean, the real thing for me is that one's that identity as it exists with a juxtaposition of other.
Yeah.
And that's part of what identity is how you relate to others. You don't have any identity by yourself, right?
Yeah, like, just like you don't have most other things that,
right.
that are going to have, like, morality or
absolutely.
Any of those other kind of weird things that require other people to be around to
actually identity
exist.
Is a very personal thing. It's very much your thing. Yet, it doesn't exist without others. So that's sort of that interesting duality that
you know, that is a weird thing. Because you sit there and you think about the way that you put yourself in society, right? Like, the way that you sit there and say, well, I'm not driving that truck. Even things like that. Like, I'm not deciding, to grow a beard, or I have a beard. And then you can get into the deeper stuff where, like, I don't want to support those Indiana baby drop-off boxes, because those are kind of weird. I just saw that the other day. Did you hear about that?
No.
Indiana, or some state that starts with an I that I don't care to remember.
Illinois.
Actually had... No, it's definitely... I think it's Indiana. Has...
Indochina?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's a state, right?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Now.
They have implemented at fire stations and some hospitals a fully environmentally, like, contained baby drop-off box for anonymity of leaving your baby at the front door of a, like, place. Instead of, like, you know, the old school, like, put it in a basket and hope it doesn't die from hypothermia in the rain. It's now put it in this really weird, like, movie drop-off box that's, like, climate controlled.
Just imagine babies in plastic bags being dropped through a slot. That's just the
memory. Yeah, no, like a book return. Like,
yeah.
But what else do people drop in there that are drunk? Like, there's a baby in there and they, like, drop, like, some trash.
I'm assuming it's basically a large bin and it, like, closes.
Yeah, it is. It's like a 2x3 foot, like, door, and it's like a... thing that closes.
What if it's full when you go to drop your baby off? You have to wait. Come back a day later.
No, it's like, is it like parking things? It's like it like goes like in and like puts the baby in the
I was thinking, is it like a FedEx thing where it says the baby has been picked up today? Like you have to go there like, it's full, man. I gotta come back later.
I gotta go to any of the other places.
I gotta come back after 4 o'clock.
I gotta go old school. Get the basket.
Oh yeah, basket sales are gonna plummet.
Yeah, seriously, man. Basket sales, I don't know what kind of like baskets are being used, but I really hope that those
people don't order. Well, so, which, that's obviously a joke, but the real question I have is how many people are dropping babies off at fire stations and this is a worthwhile expense?
Well, it has to do, I think literally revolves around the anonymity, because, well, that's what I thought too. We're going full sit sock today.
Yeah, like, we're in it.
The
baby dropping.
The idea that that you are, like, your whole entire system of, like, getting rid of, or getting, deciding you don't want to be a parent revolves around you're too embarrassed to actually go to an adoption agency or, like, something like that. Like, that's exactly what's happening. Is they're like, we need anonymity in our dropping babies off at random places and leaving them there.
Which is, A, horrifying.
Yeah. It's incredibly horrifying. We need anonymity with our dumpster babies. Like,
I'm just from my dumpster baby.
Family
Guy.
Yeah, okay, now they don't get plugged by, like, you know, used needles and glass in the trash cans, but, like, they're not being raised.
Yeah, no, that's, I guess I understand. There's the deep shame in that. There's a lot of psychological shit that gets wrapped up in children and having children and unwanted children. But how often is this like an epidemic? Is there just, like, wall-to-wall babies in the streets
that's
here?
Kinda,
like, what's...
Yeah, I was astonished.
I mean, is there going to be a whole generation of Indianans who are from the fire station, like, that are orphans that grew up,
like are you a fire station? That goes back to identity, right? Like,
yeah,
maybe they're all like a fire station.
It'll be like a dating, in 20 years, this is going to be a dating website. Firestationbabies.com.
I mean, yeah, fire station.
I guess
babies.
Probably more like 30 or 40 years, because by then they'll have given up, right? And then they'll want to go online. It makes both of us sad, but at least at the time of the recording,
it's not happening.
We're not single.
No. Oh, I just meant that you said you assume people will wait till they're 30 to get on dating sites.
I think that the average age of the dating site user is mid-30s. Mm-hmm. So, because usually early 20s you're in college or you're still hanging out with your high school buddies, and then mid-20s you still have hope.
I feel like I used dating sites because I was, like, antisocial but social.
Yeah, but you were definitely an outlier. I would think. I should look.
Don't you ever call me that.
You're a liar outer.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. You're a...
My Q variance is really, really high.
Yeah, your p-value's off the charts.
Yo. Your p-value's off the charts, yo.
Whoa, we're nerds. Oh, God, did you notice we're nerds?
In case you haven't noticed yet.
Shit. As we drive to our
I was thinking about that too. I was like,
jobs.
I hope some of these guys I'm working with now are nerdy, because, like, I'm about to bring board games and put them on my shelf and shit.
You should do that.
I'm gonna, as soon as I get a stable.
Oh, I
desk.
Guess let's drop this bombshell. So we moved offices. Our offices changed. That's why we took a hiatus, because we were just panicking, just screaming.
But yeah,
just shitting our pants and running around screaming. That's basically what we were doing for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, but we didn't go on hiatus, so I don't know why you're talking about.
Oh. Oh.
Wink. That was winky blinky.
Wink.
I'm winking at something. Yeah, so
we're going to be a little ruffled, and it's going to change our perspective.
Yeah, it is. We're going to be really, really negative for, like, a good solid 2 years.
Because we get laid off. That's
yeah.
Been, right? That's
we're going to go straight into podcasting and writing and hope it's, like,
yeah.
You know, gives us money.
Just leapfrog it, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of sponsors.
Like, wait,
brought to you by Highball.
Ding. Every time I ding, you can assume I'm winking.
And he's smiling towards an imaginary audience.
There is always an imaginary audience. They're the ones that applaud whenever I do something interesting, or laugh whenever I do something. Or whenever that, like, music comes on, like...
Oh, man, one of these days I'm going to have to do the challenge round on a podcast, I think. Of that stupid jingle I found. You know those inspirational videos? Let's share this for the world, both of our listeners. Hi, Mom.
Sure, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Though. Oh, remember that I found that inspirational piano music that someone
put? Oh, yeah!
And then there's all got those goofy videos online that people are like, imagine there's a world.
It's not...
We could be living in a world where you don't have to wipe your ass anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give money to my new Indiegogo campaign.
I wonder if
for Ass Wiper 2000.
I wonder if... Well, we're already on 10 minutes, so let's go to the next topic.
That's going to have to come later, because I have to set up the music.
No. But, I mean, we're doing five minute.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, okay. I thought we were... Yeah, okay.
So, we're doing 10 minutes. We're changing it to 10 minutes.
We'll come back for that later. Future Kendrick, write that down.
And that's interesting, because it goes right into time and its many uses. So, we don't understand time. Do you guys understand time?
That really sucks. Segue very well.
Yeah, because okay. We missed it. We don't understand time.
Oh, okay.
Right? It was supposed
time
to
be time. Is marching on.
Fuck your mother.
And time.
Not your brother, but you get it.
Is still marching on.
So time. So I always thought time was interesting because people always say it's like the fifth dimension or whatever. You know?
Sure. And,
well, like, because they say fourth? Like in parabolics or with parametrics. Sorry.
How is it not the fourth?
Parametric. It's the fourth. Sorry. It's okay. Another dimension. But like. Time is interesting because it's only a certain kind of dimension in, like,
clock.
One version of math, right?
Well, I mean, it's a dimension in the sense that you can reduce anything to a dimension. It's sure, anything you can measure a linear, you know, value.
I think when I originally came up with this idea of time and its many uses, I was thinking, like, how time is just this other creation of humanity.
Maybe time is the concept of human perception, an illusion created by...
Okay.
What's crazy, that's going to be so ungodly loud.
I know.
And I am not sorry for you people. You should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
good times. But yeah, no, it is. It's an abstract concept that's associated with the linear sequentiality of events.
Oh, yeah, literally. Like, in the time between things is only measurable because things are happening. Like, because... And this goes back to kind of like crazy physics and quantum physics and stuff, but, and I'm not going to do a very good job of relating it to quantum physics. I just inherently know it goes back to that stuff.
Yeah.
But like, you, something happens and then another thing happens and then time exists.
Yeah.
Right? Or what we perceive as time exists, but just because two different things have happened.
It's interesting because it actually goes back to a pre-Socratic philosopher, one of the Zenoses.
Oh yeah, Zeno's paradox.
Yeah. The older Zenos, not the newer Zenos. Both of them were kind of turd waffles.
I don't even know the new Zenos, so...
He was not as popular, but he's a smaller dude. He was tiny man. No, he was less known. But the big Zenos, pre-Socratic, was... he had his several of his paradoxes, right?
Yeah.
Which is a word I was trying to find earlier. But one of his paradoxes was, you know, nothing can move. You're like, fuck you, Zenos.
You're like, you're such a son of a bitch.
He's like that guy who shows up at parties and has all the goofy... You know, no, it's the... There's only three words that end in green. Green, angry, and what's the other one? There's only three words in the English language that end in green. Hungry, angry, and what's the third one?
I don't know.
And then it's language, because there's only three words in the English language. And that's like the XKCD did that part where then the guy cuts his hand off. I'll link to comic.
Whoa, that got really real. I don't even know... Is that like a joke, or am I supposed to... So there's only three words?
It's one of those things, stupid little, like, puns you do, and that make people want to cut you.
Oh, so it's like those things you learn to be clever as, like, a college philosophy student?
Yeah.
Or me?
Yeah, but okay. But more annoying and less insightful.
So you're not even, like, Socratic, being Socratic at people, you're just being, like,
you're just being a
dick?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a turd waffle, goes its full circle again.
Yeah, so, but... Zeno's paradox was basically is related in that all things exist at any given time as a state of matter with their energy, you know, with some kind of energy to them. Whether it's a physical energy, kinetic energy moving through them, or a stored chemical energy, really it's just a juxtaposition of particles. Everything is just a juxtaposition of particles, and then we have a velocity on them, right? Yeah. That's really everything.
Yeah.
That's all anything is position and velocity of a shitload
of
stuff.
And then all the other cool stuff, like work and time and everything else, motion, all this stuff comes from the fact that you have associated a velocity with particles.
And one of the interesting theories, not necessarily Zeno's, but I think this was Maxwell's demon, suggested that if you could understand, if you could record the exact state of every single particle in the universe. And this is, of course, assuming particle physics is deterministic, which quantum mechanics is starting to make people think otherwise, right? But it's still, in theory, in some sense, it's still deterministic. And so the theory was, if you could...
For people who don't know that, that means that basically everything that's happening is happening because of an initial event, right?
Given a consistent set of parameters, a consistent behavior will be observed.
Okay.
So, think about Newton's cradle. Every time I pick up the ball and drop it, it hits it. And never once do I pick up the ball and hit it, and then it just flies out to the side. Gotcha. It's always the same. It's consistent, uniform, and expected results can be yielded from standard from controlled parameters.
Gotcha.
So the concept was, if you can take all of the particles of the universe and know their exact position and velocity, you could rewind the universe with the giant calculator, or Maxwell's demon, and go all the way back to the beginning of time. And, by extension, you could fast-forward the universe and find out what's going to happen in the future.
Well, yeah, because that's, like, basically, like, the determinism... What's the other thing? Like...
Non-determinism?
Is it called non-determinism? I thought it had a cooler word.
Free will.
Like, free will versus determinism argument, which is always, like, one that gets people into that loop really early.
Yeah.
Where you're like, but if everything I do has been determined, then oh God.
Well, and that's where the touchy-feely part of philosophy comes in, because it's like, it's been determined by physics, but that doesn't mean someone knows it.
Yeah. It's like knowledge versus what's knowledge.
Yeah.
What is knowledge?
It's an epistemological struggle. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That kind of leads almost directly into our next topic, which is philosophy is Kendrick's shotgun. 6 minutes
on that one. That was better. Philosophy is my shotgun.
So see
That's
how
all I know.
In the last 6 minutes, Kendrick has just basically just shot you, me, in the face. Everybody, all of our listeners, shot us all over our faces. We're just covered.
Just covered. Kendrick's shotgun.
Residue. I feel dirty, and but I feel kind educated. Of aroused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, that too. Well, I get aroused and I get educated, so that's a fun fact for everyone. If you want me to, you know, get hard in public, just start teaching me things. But, yeah, Kendrick originally came up with this topic, and he wanted to talk about how every time anybody even starts to talk to him, he just pulls it out. He whips out his shotgun of philosophy.
Whip out my philosophy
sprays
shotgun.
Sprays people with knowledge.
Well, no, it's my tendency to at least pull out my bastardized understanding of philosophical constructs and then Google to fill in the rest, because I forget a lot of stuff.
There's
I'm bad
a lot to remember, though.
There is. There's a lot of names and a lot of concepts and a lot of people whose concepts exist as juxtapositions to other people's concepts that are duct taped together.
That's a word of the day, isn't it? Juxtaposition.
Yeah, I guess I'm hot on that one.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I mean, a lot of people's arguments exist as an opposition or an attachment, an extension of someone else's argument.
So basically, if you think you have an original philosophical argument, you don't. Well, but you shouldn't stop practicing philosophy because of it.
Yeah, that's actually very true. I would agree with that. Because I would say that if you have an idea and you think it's a novel idea, go and research it, because you may have a novel idea. But if you don't have a novel idea, you may find that you already understand some other existing theory. You may have stumbled across it, and now you may wrap your head around it, which means if you step into that stream of philosophical, conversation and all that exists outside of it and within it and through it, like the Force, you can perhaps extend your philosophical idea you had by realizing that, oh, this is actually a Wittgensteinian approach to language, which means I can then go and look at what he said about it and then follow, more sophisticated answers, and then perhaps solve your own personal conundrums.
Well, that's one of the best ways to learn something, is to approach it and try to understand it for yourself and see where...
This car before.
Really?
Yeah. Mine was yesterday.
And see, how maybe you came to the same conclusion, maybe in a different way. That's where you actually get to the idea of maybe creating something new is, oh wow, I came at this from a totally theological standpoint, and I got to the same means, which is almost, for the lack of a better word, a different philosophy, because you're coming from a different spot.
Absolutely.
And you end up in the same spot afterwards.
Well, and one of the things that's nice about it too is, when you end up in a spot, like a fixed point, an understood thing, when you can say I guess really what I'm talking about is Jungian archetypes, then when you find someone else who's philosophically trained in some sense, you can now deliver your communication more efficiently by saying, oh, it's kind of like Jungian archetypes. And they're like, oh, yeah, with your personality characteristics and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, but less dumb because blah, 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 right?
Yeah, because...
it's my idea.
Because it's not... Yeah, because it's my idea. It's not as dumb.
Yeah, well, Jungian archetypes are...
Are they dumb?
Well, they're not dumb, but they're discredited in a lot of ways. But it's a place to go. It's a mental thing to think of. It's like the pre-atomists talking about how you can infinitely subdivide things down to smaller than atoms. It's because they didn't understand what atoms were.
Well, and part of that thing is all about the journey of discovery on your own, right? So I think I'm a firm proponent of trying to figure something out for yourself, and then maybe, and then going back and asking questions and seeing where you might have messed up, or going back and being like, well, how does this compare to what other people have found in the same journey or similar journeys. Mm-hmm. None of us are the same. So,
and that actually figures back into the identity thing too. Boom.
But I was going to go elsewhere.
Oh no.
Oh my God. We got conflicting transitions, but it does go back into the identity thing, which actually can go into the next thing as well.
Because then you have a means of hooking your identity into someone else who's already been down that path, which is good because you have a friend, and bad because you're not as unique as you thought you were.
Yep.
So you have to continually dance that that paradox of human identity, because you want to be different, but not too different.
Which leads directly into the process and perspective I had when coming up with the SAMR. which is the socially monogamous acceptable relationship.
Socially acceptable monogamous relationship.
Yeah, I said it wrong because I'm dumb.
I just wanted to clarify. Right.
Socially acceptable monogamous relationships.
Because a socially monogamous acceptable relationship is a little different.
Yeah, that's true. Socially monogamous.
We'll talk about those next time on TikTok.
So basically, through my journey of life, I've had a lot of thought about what it means to be in a relationship and what it means to... and this is going to be like the short version, because this is the five minute bang bang. What it means to really be in a relationship, and what it means to be in a relationship to society versus like the person itself, which comes back to the identity thing. Like, what does it mean
for juxtaposition.
You to be? Yeah, and we're right in the middle of juxtaposing these two things. So, the socially acceptable monogamous relationship is what I view as like society's version of what people are supposed to be in a relationship, right? So you sit there and you have your home and you have your children and you have your car and you have your wife now, and you've unlocked all these really cool gaming achievements that nobody cares about except for the other people that care about being in Sanmars. And I've done a lot of soul searching with regards to like what it means to be in any kind of relationship, whether that be like an open relationship or polygamy or
polyamory.
Like polyamory, yeah, sorry. Polygamy is different.
Polygamy, yeah.
Or, you know, being in the regular just like monogamous relationship, or maybe being in like something that's a little bit more superficial to other people where you're just friends with lots of people but you consider those relationships. It's just a very interesting...
Not an easy task.
It was an interesting journey because you look at how people value themselves in a relationship as well, and that can really, really affect like who... It can really affect how people look at you because they've decided that their version of it is better or more socially acceptable, when in reality it's just their version is good for them.
Right.
And so next time you're looking at someone's lifestyle, take a look at how you view yourself, and then kind of remember that you're the one that wants what you want, and everybody doesn't necessarily want that.
Boom. Two comments on that, one of which was take a look in a book.
Reading Rainbow. Okay.
And the other one is really what you should do is check yourself before you wreck yourself.
And we're not even going to say anything about privilege here. And just say check. So I mean, just keep that in mind.
You could pull yourself, but I would prefer that you check yourself. Because their food is better.
That was the 2 minute. Dude, we went from 10 to 6 to 4 to 2.
That was good.
And so if you guys have any...
Let me get my 1 minute thing on a Wittgensteinian language.
That's not on this list. Okay, there you go. That's perfect. So if you guys want us to fall back on any of these topics, comment. Let us know. Yell at us. Scream online. Record yourself screaming.
Record yourself screaming. YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. 27 minutes.
And don't forget to check out all the cool stuff on Ethernet. Lots of fun things happening there.
You get the artificial happiness.
Yeah, artificial happiness.
Artificial happiness.
In case you are not happy, but you want to fake it.
What game are you playing now?
Well, What game will have been released by the time this comes out? We're still playing Dark Souls, but I think by this time we might have released our special secret game that we played as like a... we played Dark Souls enough to make us want to kill ourselves, so let's play another fun game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you can't spoil it on the off chance that you didn't.
No. Well, we're not going to spoil it anyway, because it's super secret and funny.
Super secret.
But then you have awesome other articles. Kate just did a really good review on Civil War, which it will be
5 weeks
ago.
Yeah. She did a really great review.
But, so we'll probably see that this weekend and then talk about it, you know, next week, or which for you guys would be a month before now.
We could interject that. We might fuck up the...
So, yeah, don't forget to check out Ethernet, and that's where we live. Yeah. We all live there.
I stroke my beard there.
He does.
With my digits.
Is that what that means?
Hear that?
I thought it was digital.
No, that's the whole point. It's a pun. It's a series of puns.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a series of puns, because it's digital, but also your fingers are digits, so you gotta stroke them with your digits.
I get it now, but I'm angry
with myself. Oh, yeah. All right, so this is Kendrick.
And this is Kyle.
It's TikTok.
See you.